copyright Forum of Christian Leaders. The contents contained on this website are solely for your own individual, non-commercial, and informational use. Any other use is strictly prohibited without our express prior written consent. See the full copyright disclosure at focalonline.org.
My name is Jay, and I have the privilege of coordinating this group, this network, and I live in Berlin, and my full-time job is actually to be an expression of Jesus Christ, mostly to people who would never consider themselves disciples of Jesus. And so my job is outreach and evangelism, developing social groups out in the city of Berlin that then grow into places where people start talking about all of their life, and that includes faith. And as God wills, then people come to faith, and then it's a joy to see so many people come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And then, of course, we do a lot of discipleship. So that is the short history of who I am and what I do during the other weeks of the year when we're not here at ELF. And my background is as a teacher. And so one of the things I also do is coach and consult for adults and how they can learn better together than they can on their own. And what's the best way for people to really learn and see that worked out in their lives instead of, well, yeah, I heard something once, but I don't really remember. And so hopefully you will see some of those practices here in this network during this week. I would like to share the goals that we have for the network. Some of us do sit down during the year and think about, okay, what is it that we really would like our participants to walk away from at the end of this week? And in the past, we have said we want to build you up in your heart, in your mind, in fellowship. And this year, we've rephrased that a little bit because it was more focused on you. And what we want to say this year is that we are praying to Christ that throughout this network, you will be renewed. That those that you serve will be renewed. And that your community will be renewed. So that as you gather, and yes, Lord willing, built up into maturity, as the Apostle Paul writes, that you will meet the Lord Jesus Christ in such a way, and Lord willing, repeatedly throughout each session, that you will be changed in your mind, in your heart, possibly in your walk, and that this renewal impacts every single one of the people that you serve, as well as those that you minister to outside of any ministry or church, but in the communities. And then as you and yours are renewed and your communities are renewed, then those things join together and that we see an impact Europe-wide for discipleship, for knowing Christ more deeply, for trusting him implicitly day after day after day, and for walking alongside one another deliberately. And so that is our desire for each and every one of you this week. Is a renewal in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you are so filled up with him as your Savior, as your Redeemer, as your healer, as your guide and shepherd, that then flows out of you to those that you serve. This also then, of course, fits in well with the goals of the European Leadership Forum, that we do wish to seek to build up the church. And if you have questions, especially on how does this aspect of discipleship or view of discipleship that you'll be hearing throughout the week, how does it fit into a local church context? Please do ask those questions. We also look to see Europe evangelized, that we are going to take the good news of Christ's gospel to those who are not in our churches, to those who are perhaps hungry and thirsty, perhaps looking for direction, And if there are anything like the people that we meet here in Berlin, really craving a connection with a deeper level of relationship and unsure of what that could look like or who to ask about that. And so I hope that as you are refreshed in new approaches and especially a renewed experience with Jesus Christ, that that fuels a fire to go talk to those in your neighborhoods, in workplaces, in communities who you would not necessarily consider a disciple today, but Lord willing, tomorrow, next week, next year. So how are we going to do this? I'm going to give you a couple points and then turn it over to a couple returning participants. And what we are understanding from the contact that we've had with some of our participants is that some people simply need this session and this network as a break. They are up to their eyeballs in more ministry than they can reasonably do in a day. And this network allows them to get a break and to get a breath of fresh air. Some come from incredibly rich traditions, and this network honors their tradition, but it also asks questions that may not be part of their tradition, that they might have a new perspective and to say, you know, I've never thought about discipleship in that way. And here's how it can bridge into our rich tradition. And so that is one of the most beautiful parts of this network in particular, is the person talking to you who coordinates this network is not a content expert in discipleship. I have not written a single book on discipleship. My strength is to bring great people to learn alongside one another and to sharpen one another and to encourage one another. And so that, my friends, is one of the goals of this network, is that we truly indeed learn from one another. I also hope that you will walk away with some newer tools in your hands, that as you go out back into your communities and ministries, that you have new approaches that encourage you and that will also be then something else that the people that you work with can appreciate, to say, gosh, I love this way that you're doing this. And you say, oh yeah, I picked that up from this network. And I hope also that we are able to pray. This is something that happens when we are together in fellowship in a room. And I know that it is very possible for us to pray deeply over Zoom. I also know that some of my dear friends here in Berlin simply can't pray on Zoom. They really struggle with that. They've never had to do it before. And so that may be the situation in which you find yourself. I would like to ask for you to give it a shot. If this is something that is a challenge for you, please take a step in faith, give it a try. And if it's just too difficult, then let me know. We'll be having people who are looking in on your small group. We can let them know. Okay, so that's a quick overview of the big stuff and what we're looking to do and how we're going to do it. I would also like now to ask Gabby and Dafith to give a quick testimonial. And this is the hope of this network, is that we have the same people, along with some new people, coming back every single year in order to build upon the foundation that Christ is and that we then add to in best practice and in fellowship, so that we can really encourage one another and build an incredibly knowledgeable but also trusted source of spurring one another on in this trench that often discipleship can be. So Gabby, I'd like to start with you first in the German tradition that women always are asked first. And so Gabby, if you can unmute yourself, or Tim, if you need to unmute her, so she can just share, how has this network impacted you in the past?
Yes, thank you. Hi, everyone. My name is Gabi. I live in Bratislava, Slovakia, and I work with the university ministry. We do evangelism, discipleship, and building up leaders. And this network's goal is to have each participant meet the living Savior. Mm-hmm. And I remember the first meeting before the first lecture, my first ever meeting in this network. This is my, I think, third year in this network. And I think it was it happened before each talk, each morning, before each network activity, that there was a short on-point devotional that helped me focus my attention to Jesus. And I really appreciate you, Jay, doing this, focusing our attention to what is really important. And it was the few minutes of quieting down my spirit in the busy days of the forum. And I don't know about you, but when I am with other leaders, my natural tendency is to compare myself to you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes feeling superior, sometimes feeling inferior. But this short time of reflection over God's word and prayer and really focusing my eyes to Jesus helped me realize that really my responsibilities as a leader, my fears of embarrassing myself when I say something in front of you, or my desires to impress you, to impress others, I can put aside all of this since none of that matters when I see Jesus and focus my eyes on him. So it helped me to be free every morning before every session. So it really encouraged me to focus on the main thing. And I was also thinking how the network influenced my life and ministry since we last met last year. And I'm so grateful that I had the privilege of getting to know more closely other leaders mm-hmm. from different countries, but also from Slovakia. Some of them I knew before, some of them I didn't. Really, I could grow closer to them. And I believe that through many opportunities that this network usually provides when we are together physically, we can talk together. And I experienced the sense of togetherness, that we are in this together and all working toward the same goal, enhancing the kingdom of God. And by the individual gifts that we were given, the ministries, the callings, and the skills that each of us got from God, it really broadened my view of God's kingdom. And I recall conversations with other leaders from the network, sharing their difficulties and struggles, sometimes despair, but also victories and encouragement. And one lady, I thought she would be here. She's a friend of mine from Bratislava. She shared some struggles from her ministry, and we are following each other on Instagram and Facebook, and so I see her pictures quite often. It always brings a smile to my face when I see her, and it really helped me to share her burdens or to listen to her burdens, to her struggles. It really helps me to persevere in my calling when I go through a difficult time, because I can see that there is no ministry, no church, which is perfect, which would be without struggles or issues to deal with. And just sharing our burdens, not just from among my fellow ministry leaders, but with leaders outside, helps me to go on. Because I think we always have the tendency to think that the grass is greener on the other side when we are going through some tough times. Yeah. But sharing struggles and burdens helps me to realize that I am at the right spot, not only when things are going well, but also when they get difficult. And I could go on and on, but I know we are limited. So yeah. I'm really grateful that I have been a part of this network.
Thank you, Gabi. Thank you. We are so grateful that you're part of what we're doing. Yeah. David, can you continue and share some of your testimony?
Yeah, certainly. Last year I was on the foundational track here. And before that, I've done the year-round mentoring for the disciple-making group. And Peter Mead said that there were 3 points to the sermon in Hebrew, of the letter of the Hebrews in the session we just had. And I being a preacher, I've got three things really that that have impressed me as regards the type of thinking that we're going through and the way we're doing it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should say I'm a pastor in North Wales. I've been in the same church now for 35 years as a pastor, close to retirement. And I've been thinking of how can I support the incoming pastor while we get a new pastor next year. And one of my thoughts is that if I could carry on with discipling people, discipling individuals, feeding them to the pastor to free him up for the role that he feels called to, then that would be really helpful. 3 points very quickly. Firstly, intentionality. Maturity doesn't just happen, and we don't get disciples to be mature Christians just by letting them be. We've got to be intentional. We've got to think about what we're doing. We have to aim at maturity ourselves, and we have to aim at it in those we are discipling. That's one thing that I've really got hold of considering discipleship. Secondly, it's not about learning techniques or methods. These are helpful, and last year's track, I got many wonderful tips and things to think about and so on, but really, it's about deepening our relationship with Jesus Christ. As disciples of Jesus, we are called to follow him and to be with him, spend time with him, and deepen our relationship with him. And this sort of track is so helpful in that we're able to focus on that. And then the third point is that we don't mature as disciples on our own. It's done in community. We need each other. And it's great when we get a good group of people together who are willing to give themselves as freely as possible. There was one sentence that I picked up. It's actually a number of points that have gone into one sentence from last year's session. When we open our hearts in transparent trust to each other around the truth of God's word, in the spirit of mutual accountability, engaged in our God-given mission, then we are in the hothouse of the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit to work in us and through us, bringing us to maturity and helping us to lead others. Quite often, as a disciple maker, I felt that maybe I'm just one step ahead of those who are with me that I'm trying to lead. But that doesn't matter. If we're open and honest, then those we disciple grow, but also we grow with them. It's done in community. Mm-hmm. So I think I said in an email to JB this morning that the challenge was to keep someone who usually preaches for 30, 35 minutes to just 2 minutes. But those are three things I really think this will give us an opportunity to develop amongst ourselves.
Thank you. One of the things that is so crucial to this network achieving and actually arriving where we are praying it will is what Gabby and Davith have done, and that is simply share who they are, share where they are, talking transparently, talking about not always being perfect, not always having the answers. That is how we truly can learn more from Christ in humility, but also learn from one another. And so it's one thing to say it, but we have the privilege of having a couple people who do that regularly that I wanted to share with you at the very first part of the network. So now is our time to do more of that with one another in small groups. The goal of this time is to introduce yourselves. And so I would like you to listen. I'm going to give you three pieces to cover. As the first is to introduce yourself. Second is, where are you seeing God at work in discipleship in your life and or ministry? Or where are you not seeing God at work in your life and or ministry, but you would like to, and that's what you're praying for. The last part of our first session, and I'd like to start off with hearing a couple people volunteer to share what your expectation is for the network. And I realize that's a dangerous and difficult challenge sometimes to get people to speak when we can't see each other and say, are you going to speak or am I going to speak? And so if I can ask Susanna Vadna to either speak for your group or maybe share your expectation or an expectation that you heard from your group. Could you unmute yourself and share? And then after Susanna shares, then I'd like one or two more volunteers. So if you're thinking, yes, I'd like to share, then just go ahead and open up your mic after Susanna's finished. Thank you. Susanna, please.
Okay, one important word in our group was about encouragement. So that is what we are seeking. We're all in different ministries. We are all in different contexts and other challenges now in this pandemic situations, but we all need encouragement. And that's what we are looking for in this week. So encouragement from the different sessions, but also from the times when we'll be in our little groups and encourage one another, pray for one another, or although talk about our experiences. And another thing I'm expecting, because it's my second time in this network. Uh-huh. Second or third time, I don't remember. anyway, so I already know that I can expect it. So that's being enriched by the experiences of all the others. So that's always something really great to hear how people in other countries and other contexts are facing their challenges, how they can overcome the challenges, how they can experience God in everyday ministry. And that's always something really great. So, and we can also get new ideas from this, how to do it in our context.
Ideal. Thank you, Susanna. Good to see you again. Anyone else?
Hello. Sorry about my slightly untidy office workstation that I'm beaming into you from. My name's Tom. I work with the Ravi Zacharias organization as an evangelist and also oversee discipleship at the Oxford Center for Christian Apologetics. Over the last 12 years, we've seen about 450 evangelists released from OCCA. And I've spent the last 11 years or so in being involved in a global itinerant ministry and speaking evangelistically. And one of the things I'm hoping to get out of this network is a clearer understanding of how people move and how I can encourage people to move and set up structures to move people from conversion into real relational walking with Jesus discipleship for decades of their lives. I want to see Christians deepened and going beyond just learning doctrine, actually into relational learning with Jesus. And I want to see conversion deepened into discipleship. That's my hope, is to have fresh ideas and fresh encouragement for thinking about that.
Okay. Thank you, Tom, for that specific expectation. That's the more specific our expectations are, the more helpful it is to actually make progress in seeing if we're meeting that or not. I know for sure Rick will speak to that today, as well as Mike, I believe on Tuesday or Wednesday. So, sorry, Monday or Tuesday. So, good. All right, I think, yeah, we'll have one more. If there's one more expectation that someone would like to share, we have time for that. And then I'll wrap us up with a look at Acts 3.
Well, I can pitch in. Yeah, I think it's necessary to realign, that would be my expectations, realign on discipleship. There are so many things that are pulling on you in one direction or the other. And so that's where I think it's always good to find a time to sit down and to concentrate and realign. And that would be my expectation.
Excellent. I think that fits in really well with how we've structured the network and put plans together for it. So now we just continue to pray every day that the Holy Spirit will do just that, and that the Lord will lead us in that. Thank you. Very good. Well, I'd like to wrap up this first session in the next few minutes with a look at scripture. And what you don't need to do is open a Bible. I'm just going to give you a couple pictures in your mind and on the screen. And that will hopefully allow us to, get a better sense of what this looks like from a biblical perspective, the same thing that we've been saying before. And that is, we wish that every day you will be impacted by the gospel of Jesus Christ, that discipleship is gospel growth. And it can be more in depth as far as details, but it is never anything less than gospel growth. And so one of the slide, there we go. One of the ways that we can look at what the gospel can look like is through models. And that's what some of you have said already, is, you know, looking at different models and how discipleship actually works out. And I want you to look at this model. And this is one where you have someone who's already standing on top of the rock, and someone who hasn't reached that level or that altitude, that height. And the person who's already reached it is helping someone else get to where they are already standing. Now, the most important part about this picture is that both are standing on the rock being Christ, of course, Christ. It is also important to see that this is helping someone to reach a new level, and you're already standing on that level. And it is clear to everyone in the equation who is standing where. This is an important aspect of disciple making. But I think often in our understanding of disciple making, this is often the model that we have in our minds, and it's not the only one. And so I want to make sure that we challenge this picture that is valid and real, but not singular, with this picture. And that disciple making is training together. There is a race that we are running together, and we finish together. We run alongside one another. For those of you that do not know Ole Magnus, who is part of our group this year, he is one of the best examples I know of someone who, in all aspects of life, looks like someone to me who is standing up at the peak and is helping others. His approach, however, is exactly this. And so if you have a moment, especially in a small group, to talk to Ole Magnus, please do, because he's someone that really genuinely lived this out. And it is beautiful to see. I want to share a quick illustration, and that is that one of the people that I have been witnessing to for a few years and has yet to become a Christian, he really wanted to get into running marathons, and so we started running marathons together. And he's quite a bit smaller than I am, and does not run very quickly. And so the marathons that I run with him are the most painful, because I take a lot more steps than I ever would if I was running on my own. And God has taught me volumes through what it means to run a race with someone else and modifying the pace and the way that you run based on what is best for them. And so I wanted to share that quick illustration with you of just to ask us as disciple makers these questions. Are we running a race together with those that we disciple? For those of you whose expectations were, yeah, I'd like to be challenged in my thinking, challenge yourself with this question. Is the race already marked out? Is the course marked out? What is the training program? That is something that we do in this network, is we help look at different types of training programs or setting race courses, as in curriculum or doctrine. James Cece addresses this well. But also, are we adjusting the pace? What does it look like? How often do we train? What's best for those that we're working with? I think those are important questions that we can be asking ourselves this week. Okay, now finishing with Acts 3. This is the situation. Peter and John, after seeing revival, leave the house churches and go to the temple to pray. And there's a man looking for healing. He's expecting a bit of money, and Peter has compassion on him and looks him in the eye and says, I do not have gold or silver, but what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And this has to do completely with expectation. We've been talking about expectations already today. We leave and end the session with nothing different than the expectation that in the name of Jesus Christ, people who may not be looking to have their lives transformed, they may be looking for something much smaller, but that is what changes, is the expectation of what is possible because of the power of the name of Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. And beloved, this speaks not just to non-Christians, those who are looking to be healed in Christ's name and to be brought into the book of life for the first time. However, it applies to those of us who have been training with Christ for years, that look at the right-hand picture. Peter's hand is outstretched to the need and the life of this man, and his hand looks empty. And I think that we as Christians can do the exact same thing, that we can look at the waves as Peter did instead of the Savior. We can look at an empty hand instead of to reach with that hand to those in need. Just because we do not have gold or silver does not mean we are empty-handed. We reach out in the power, in the authority that is above every other authority, the name of Jesus Christ. And that is what saves. The power in the name. And that is a mystery. How does this name reverberate through our redemptive history now, today, with those at this point in time? And that is what we will continue to talk about this week. I also want to reflect just quickly from Matthew 15. Often in today's day and age, we do have some fish and some bread. And what you will be receiving through this network is just that. You'll be receiving, some methodology, encouragement, some things that you can have in your hands as you go back to the people that you work with and that you serve. And these are simply then channels to see this dynamic happening, people healed in the name. And so we do wish that you are blessed with every speaker and with new techniques and with new ideas and new questions and new encouragement. But the focus of every single unit of this network and the ultimate fulfillment of this network is found in the name Jesus Christ. And in him, we have renewal.